Good morning. Why don't we start off with a word of prayer? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you, Lord, for this day you've given to us, and thank you for the beautiful weather outside, and just want to thank you that we can meet here this morning and worship you. Lord, thank you that you are a God that's so worthy of being worshipped, and I just pray that you could just be with us this morning, that your Holy Spirit would be here, and that you would help us to have soft hearts, and that we would really want to worship you. And we pray this all in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I wanted to talk about prayer this morning. So, to start off, I'll just begin by bombarding you with some Bible verses about prayer. So I'm just going to read, it's about seven of them here real quick. Luke 18:1 says, talking about Jesus, "And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint." Luke 21:36, "Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man." Colossians 1:9, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you." 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, "Pray without ceasing." 1 Thessalonians 5:25 says, "Brethren, pray for us." 1 Timothy 2:8, "I will, therefore, that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath or doubting." And then James 5:16, "Confess your faults one to another, and pray for one another, that ye may be healed. The fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much." So, something we say quite a bit, or I've heard it lots of times, is we say, you know, "I'm praying for you." If someone says that they're going through a hard time or something like that, say, "I'll pray for you, I'm praying for you." And sometimes it almost seems to me like I just like say it because it's I need something to say. It almost seems like it's not worth that much because we say it a lot. But I just want to say this morning that it really is a good thing to say. And you can see through all these Bible verses that God definitely thinks that praying is important. So just by looking at all these Bible verses, you can see God definitely thinks it's important. So I just want to talk a little bit about why prayer is important. It's not stuff probably that is all that new, but I guess hopefully it can be encouragement. It's definitely something I need. So the first reason I think that prayer is really important is because it is where the biggest part of where our relationship with God comes from. And I think I can say, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that our relationship with God is the most important thing about us. That if nothing else is that great about you, if your relationship with God is good, that's what really matters. And so that's one big reason that prayer is important, I think. And then the thing that we often talk about prayer, though, is it's important because it taps into the unlimited power of God to change things. Our prayer is the fuse, and God's power is the dynamite. You know, I think that often God actually does wait to show his power until he hears someone say that they want to see his power and need to see his power. It seems a little bit strange that God waits like that to me. But I really think he often does wait until someone asks him for it. Our prayer is a fuse. His power is the dynamite. I can't think of a whole lot of stories in the Bible where... There is stories, but not... Most of the time when God showed his power, especially like by healing someone or something like that, it was... after someone asks him. I mean, we kind of take that for granted, but it's really kind of a big thing to think about, that God often waits for us to ask. you know, all the apostles, all Jesus' miracles, those they all asked for those, and they're a product of their asking. So God often doesn't light his own dynamite. That's often our job, is by praying, taking the match, lighting the fuse to that dynamite, to God's power. And just two stories in the Bible I think of that to show how man can sort of, I don't know if the word is right, but influence God. I think of the story in Old Testament when the children of Israel had sinned and they were in the wilderness, and God said, Moses, stand back, I'm going to destroy these people. But Moses said, begged God, no, don't do it. And God changed his mind. I don't know if that's really what happened. It's hard to understand that God could change his mind, but he didn't, because of what Moses said. Right there, basically all that was standing between Israelites and annihilation was Moses. And also the story of Moses is when they were fighting I think it was the Amalekites or something, the Israelites, and when Moses would keep his hands up, the Israelites would win, but if they put them down, they would start losing. And I never really thought of it before, but really, Moses was, I mean, he must have been interceding. That was his way of interceding, you know, help us, we need your help. But the moment he stopped, they started losing the battle. I don't know if the spiritual battle in the world does it happen that quick? As soon as we stop praying, good spiritual forces start losing? I don't really think it's probably that simple, but something to think about. It definitely makes a difference, though, interceding. And I really think that God just loves to hear when we tell him that we need your help, we want your help. I think if someone, if someone has a special skill, maybe someone's extra strong, maybe a bodybuilder or something, or maybe there's someone who really likes math and can figure out things just like that. You know, they kind of, if it was me, I would kind of like if someone asked me to do something for them that they can't do, but I can do because they have this special thing. Like, can you lift this heavy thing over here or something, you know? It's kind of fun. I don't know if God's like that. I don't know. But in that way, God would like to show his power. Another thing is that the phrase or sentence or whatever, dear Lord, I need your help. I want your help. Really, it's one of the most important lines that can be in your vocabulary, I think. I mean, really, that's how someone becomes a Christian in the first place, is saying, I need you. And I think it's something we should be saying all the time. I need to say it more. But, of course, lots of times with prayer, we need to be persistent. It doesn't always just happen just like that. Sometimes we never see it happen. Lots of our prayers are for people, and people have a choice to make. And God is working, but sometimes the person doesn't make the right choice. So we don't really see the prayer answered, maybe. But just remember to be persistent. You know, there's this parable Jesus said about the widow who kept on coming back to the judge again and again and again. Finally, the judge just gave in because he was tired of hearing from this widow. And I think God cares about our needs a lot more than that. But Jesus, trying to bring out the point, be persistent. Don't stop. He said, man ought always to pray and not faint. You know, just keep it up. Keep doing it. And I think God needs to see how serious we are. You know, if we just go pray for someone one time, please help Uncle whoever. He's not doing very good right now. I don't know, like, is that really being that serious about your prayer? If you just say it once? I think God needs to see how serious we are. You know, you really care about this? Are you going to keep praying for him? Do you care about him that much? I don't know all of God's reasons, but yeah. And it's such a big pleasure to see a prayer answered. I can think of some specific times when I prayed for someone or something and saw it answered. It's such an amazing thing to see. And today still, I can look back on them and they strengthen my faith, you know, that yes, God does answer prayer. So I'm going to keep praying some more. I think you probably heard of George Mueller, the guy who had the orphanage, always prayed for things. He had two friends that he prayed for that weren't Christians, I guess. He'd been praying for them for like 50 years and nothing happened. I think then someone asked him, like, you know, what do you think is going to happen? You think God's going to answer your prayer? And he said, well, of course. God wouldn't have had me praying for them all these years if he wasn't planning on saving them. And sure enough, the one became a Christian right soon before he died, and the other soon after George Mueller died. He had a lot of faith, you know, that it's going to happen. We need a lot of faith. And let's make sure we do thank God when he answers our prayers. And sometimes maybe we should just assume he's answering our prayers. Sometimes we can't see it, but we should just, you know, the Bible says, if you ask, he's working. Maybe we should just assume a little more that he is working. He said he would, so I'm going to believe him, even if I can't see it. But there's a story, I don't know if it's true or not, but of a man who was working on a roof, and he started sliding down the roof. And he said, God, save me. And just then a nail snagged his pants, and he stopped. And he said, never mind, God. See, that's actually how I am a lot of time. I think I was praying, but to me it looks like some natural thing happened that answered the prayer. And we really missed the point. You know, we prayed for it, it happened, God answered the prayer. It doesn't really matter how it happened. We should be thankful for it. Let's make sure we thank him for it. And there's one more thing is that, you know, the Bible often talks about watching and praying. And one thing I need to do better is to be looking around and, you know, looking for the things that we can pray about. And to be looking ahead and thinking about things we can pray for so that we pray about something before it happens instead of waiting until disaster strikes and then praying about it. To pray about it ahead of time. Look ahead. The Bible says quite a few verses. It says, you know, watch and pray. I don't know exactly if that's exactly what it means, but prayer is work. It's not always easy. Often is not easy. I have a hard time lots of times with prayer, just really getting into it. But I guess we can at least, you know, have faith that the Bible does say that it is important. Over and over again, it says it, and it says, keep praying, don't stop praying. And at least we should have a desire, or we should wish that we had a stronger desire to pray. Sometimes we don't really want something, but we want to want it. And that's, I guess, maybe where we should be. Anyway, that's all I had. Thank you.